The recent growth in Pacifica representation in New Zealand's parliament is part of an ongoing journey. That's according to the woman who's been appointed New Zealand's police minister, but also in charge of the building and construction sector. Cook Islander Munukoa Poto-Williams, who was the MP for Christchurch East, was re-elected under the ruling Labour Party banner at the recent general election. Williams is also Associate Minister for Children and Public Housing, and she's one of three Pacifica MPs in the Cabinet. She told Christine Ravoy, while there are opportunities for the government's Pacifica MPs, there are high expectations and big challenges ahead.
We've got, in this parliament, so much more representation and we are so much more diverse. And that's due largely to the fact that people have come before us. And I think I'm just a step in that journey. To be there with the Prime Minister talking over the big issues for our community as well as for the whole of New Zealand is a huge honour and a privilege, representing all of New Zealand, but also valuing that we all bring a perspective. So, you know, I bring not only my Cook Island community, I also bring the work that I've done in supporting people who have found themselves in some quite difficult and desperate situations, particularly around violence or around mental unwellness.
You're one of the few Pacifica women in Cabinet at the moment. What does it mean to you?
There's a whole lot of different communities and population groups within that. Carmel Cipollone and I are colleagues and friends, but we're also from the Pacific. And I have to credit Carmel for one thing in particular, and that's for her encouragement of me. And I had long looked to her as a role model to me before I even got into this work. And I always had admired how she could be intrinsically herself, very much steeped in her Pacific values, but a member of parliament for all of her, for the people that she represented. And I think that's an important message I want to get across to everyone, that we are about Pacific Aotearoa, the Pacific people in Aotearoa, but we are also about Aotearoa. That is who we're here to represent. And if we can lay a pathway for others to come through and continue with, being the light for other Pacific women or Pacific men or, people from, other communities, then that's our job. Well done, I think.
Christchurch East constituency, you won the seat with over a 14,000 vote majority during the elections. Now, do you believe that there's a new stronger voice for Christchurch from the new Labour stronghold?
Yes, we do. As Christchurch MPs, we've been talking about what that means for our city and our region, stronger representation. It also places expectation on our shoulders from our communities and our constituents that we speak with a strong, united voice for the issues of Canterbury and Christchurch. We've got some residual issues, residual earthquake issues that, kind of need finalising, but there are other issues as well. And we've been in the centre of some quite significant events that, our Muslim community, fronted just a couple of years ago, just a year or so ago. So we know that we've got some unique perspectives as well. We're always very keen as Christchurch MPs to put a South Island lens on any of the discussions. So those are very important things. I have to say about the Pacifica community in Christchurch that we operate as a pan-Pacific group. We are not as big as the populations in Auckland. We do tend to work together much more as a collective. And while that has some real bonuses for us as a group, it also means that we looked to some of our heritage homelands or some of the groups in Auckland perhaps to help us with some of the key areas of cultural practice that we may sometimes forego. So just forgive us if you come to Christchurch and you have a pan-Pacific kind of welcome as opposed to one that you're expecting from your village, but we do tend to do things much more collectively in Christchurch.
Poto-Williams speaking with Christine Ravoy.